Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My appreciation for music began when I was a young girl watching cartoons. Long before I could read, I knew what show was beginning by the melody of their theme song, whether it be the Smurfs, Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes. I also knew what was happening, or what was suspenseful, or what was about to happen based on the music being played. Right? Gargamel sneakily approaching Smurf Village, or Wile E. Coyote about to be harmed by one of the traps that he had set for the Roadrunner. Maybe Jerry outsmarting Tom yet again. Even in shows with no words like the Pink Panther, the music told us what the mood of the scene was, what actions were happening, and the music indicated for us what we were to be feeling and what we were to be experiencing in those scenes, whether it was something happy or suspenseful or even scary. I've been thinking a lot lately about how music shapes how we experience a song or a hymn. I often look at the lyrics to make sure that they are theologically correct and appropriate, but the lyrics just on their own don't tell the whole story, because the music shapes how we experience a hymn or a song. And I've been thinking about this because I haven't been able to get the melody for the refrain of our psalm today out of my brain in several weeks. I first heard this hymn at Bishop Smith's retirement worship celebration back in March. Shepherd Me, O God was written by Marty Haugen. He's a Lutheran musician and composer, and he's written many hymns that we sing and enjoy, Gather Us In, All Are Welcome. Even the Watch, O Lord, that we sing for our prayers of intercession on the Wednesday evenings that we have worship. All that to say, the melody and the words of Shepherd Me, O God, have captured my heart and my mind, because they took a very familiar psalm that I am sometimes prone to rush through, and it helped me to hear it anew. Not only does Haugen's interpretation of the lyrics for Psalm 23 speak to me, but the music that he has underneath communicates for us how this psalm was meant to feel and how it was meant to be experienced. The music is calm. It's comforting. Just listening to it, we can feel the peace and the rest of the psalm as though we were actually in the meadows of faithfulness and love, and as though we were walking by the quiet waters of peace. As we listen and sing this song, even if just for a brief couple minutes, we catch our breath and feel a little bit of peace in our being. I also like that we sing the refrain enough that it can get going in our brain, and it can actually sink in a little bit. In fact, even though it was several weeks ago that I first heard this hymn, I've been singing that refrain to myself over and over again. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. In and of itself, it's a lovely prayer. But I've been thinking about the words, and I want us to think about them for just a couple of minutes. Because we might pray, Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears. But is it how we live? Do we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk? Do we pray, shepherd me, O God? And do we actually let God be our shepherd? Or maybe an even harder question that gets to the root of it is, do we even want God to be our shepherd? Because the reality is that so often, we shepherd ourselves. We step in, we grab that shepherd's crook right out of Jesus' hand. We let Jesus know he can just go stand off on the side, be on call if we need him, because we want to be in control. And if we were to let God shepherd us, it means that we would need to relinquish that control. Cue the suspenseful music. Bum, bum, bum. We might be okay with the idea of letting God shepherd us, of just being a sheep, but that's kind of dependent upon whether things are going our way or not. Because the truth is, whether or not we admit it, we want, maybe even expect, God to grant us immunity from all the bad things happening. God doesn't cause bad things to happen, but we would really like it if God somehow stepped in between us and those bad things and stopped them from happening. So we might think, Jesus doesn't always do that good of a job at shepherding us. Yeah, he promises to be with us always, but we want, whether or not we realize it, we want ourselves to be our shepherd. And so with our thoughts and our actions, we demote Jesus, right? Putting him in the role of that on-call bystander. If we want something, Jesus, we'll reach out to you. But otherwise, we've got this. And we proudly think that we can do a better job than Jesus. We proudly think that we are a better shepherd of ourselves than Jesus is. And before we get a little bit defensive and say, no, the Lord is my shepherd, what if we honestly looked at our lives and what our lives say about who our shepherd is? I really want us to think about this so that shepherd me, O God, becomes not just our prayer, but our desire and the way that we live. And so take your bulletin home today and cut the refrain out and put it somewhere where you will see it often and can think about it. Maybe on the door of your fridge or tucked into your Bible where your daily Bible reading is, or on the bathroom mirror as you're getting ready. Maybe on the side of your computer so that you glance at it while you're working. So that we can honestly ask with courage that God would help us to reflect on the ways that we don't want God to shepherd us, or the ways that we don't let God shepherd us. And maybe it's not your whole life, maybe it's an area or two in your life that you're unwilling to surrender to God's control. But ask God to make you aware of the places within you and in your life that you have made Jesus an on-call bystander. And then, repent, which is doing different. Humble yourself to recognize that you are God's sheep. You are God's beloved sheep. And let our good shepherd shepherd you. Entrust yourself entirely into God's faithful and loving care. Because our shepherd is a good, good shepherd, faithful, steadfast. A shepherd who loves us and cares for us so deeply that no one and no thing can snatch us from his hands. That sounds an awful lot like Romans 8 to me. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. No thing. No thing or no one can snatch us from our good shepherd's hands. And so, dear ones, I'm going to read Haugen's verses of Shepherd Me, O God, again. And I don't want you to just listen to them. I want you to hear them. I want you to take them in and let the truth of who God is and of God's love wash over you. And then at the end, we're going to sing one more time the refrain. God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your name. Though I should wander the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. You have set me a banquet of love in the face of hatred, crowning me with love beyond my power to hold. Surely your kindness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of my God forevermore. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. May it be so. Amen.